2015 Washington Seminar, What's New in the Rooms and Reserving Yours by Diane McGeorge. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Diane McGeorge. From the editor, the following message comes from Diane McGeorge, who organizes much of the logistics of Washington Seminar. This is a reminder about making your hotel reservations for the 2015 Washington Seminar. Our deadline with the hotel is December 19, 2014, and although I know most of you are busy as we approach the holiday season, we would certainly appreciate getting your reservations as early as possible. Sleeping room rates are $180 for single, double, triple, or quad rooms, and the tax rate is 14.5% per night. The address of the Holiday Inn Capital is 550 C Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20024. We would like to have representation from all 50 states, so please encourage members from your state affiliates to attend. The Holiday Inn Capital in Washington, D.C. has undergone a great number of changes since our last visit, including becoming completely non-smoking. All of the sleeping rooms have been completely renovated, giving them a classy and fresh look and feel. The rooms with two beds have been upgraded from double beds to queen beds and can no longer accommodate rollaway beds. All king rooms will have walk-in showers instead of bathtubs with showers. All rooms will also have laptop-sized safes in the closets. All of the meeting rooms have also been renovated, and along with the new look are new names. We will no longer have any meeting rooms or office space on the second floor. The former Apollo and Mercury rooms are now sleeping rooms and are no longer available to us. The communication center and office for our Washington seminar will now be found in room 353. The Columbia Ballroom is now called Capitol Ballroom, and the Discovery Ballroom is now called Congressional Ballroom. Saturn Venus is now called House Room, Jupiter is now called Senate Room, and Mars is now called Caucus Boardroom. The hotel restaurant, too, has undergone changes. The buffet has been moved to provide more guest seating. The Deli Express is no longer. In its place, you will find a new public seating area, complete with device charging stations. You will find the new lobby market to the right as you face the front desk. You will be able to grab snacks there 24/7. They are expected to provide frozen dinners, ice cream, little boxes of cereal, milk, and that type of thing. They are hoping to have coffee in the lobby as well. With all of these changes, the hotel has removed soda and snack machines on each floor, but you can still find ice machines on each level. Keep in mind that Starbucks will still be in place, so you can get your coffee as well as their usual fare. I hope you have made your requests for meeting room space, since these meeting rooms fill up very quickly. If not, please notify us prior to December 10, giving us the name of your meeting, the number of people you expect in attendance, and the type of room setup you wish to have. Following is the information I will need to make your hotel reservations. Your dates of arrival and departure. First and last names of any roommates that might be sharing with you. Please spell first and last names of each person sharing the room, and please include arrival and departure date for each person. Please specify how many beds you wish to have in the room, either two queen beds or one king bed. Please indicate if you need an accessible room. Rollaway beds are $15 per night, but can now only be used in a room with a king-size bed, since the regular rooms will have two queen beds and will no longer accommodate a rollaway bed. Refrigerators are standard in all guest rooms at no additional charge. Per the hotel contract, individual cancellation must be made 72 hours prior to date of arrival to avoid one night's room plus tax cancellation charge. You must get in touch with Lisa Bonderson or me to make changes to your reservation as soon as possible to avoid such a charge. Please do not contact the hotel to make your reservations. I submit all the reservations for the Washington seminar. You may call 303-778-1130, extension 219, to make your reservation, or you may email your reservations to Lisa Bonderson at lbonderson@cocenter.org. We will confirm receipt of your reservation either by return email or by telephone, so be sure to give us your telephone number and your email address.